This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksubais, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We begin three lines from the bottom on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Rav Papa Yosik Le Lebrei Be'Abba Surah. Rav Papa was involved with his son by the house of Abba Surah. Basically, Rav Papa was marrying off his son to the son of Abba Surah. He was marrying off his son to a woman from the house of Abba Surah, a daughter of Abba Surah. Now, Abba Surah was his father-in-law. So if he's marrying off his daughter, if he's marrying off his son to the daughter of Abba Surah, he's marrying off his son to his wife's sister. That means his son is marrying his aunt. So this would have to be a situation where it's the sister of his mother from a different mother. But a situation where the son would be allowed to marry the sister of his mother or the daughter of his grandfather. In any event, Azal Mikhtav La Ksubasa. He went, Rav Papa went to the house of the father of the girl to write a ksuba, and this way the father would write a nice dowry that the father is giving over to his daughter, a generous dowry to make her desirable for marriage. That's what Rav Papa was involved in. Rav Papa was involved in marrying off his son to who? The daughter of Abba Surah. Abba Surah was already his father-in-law. He knew the family. He knew what he was getting into, basically. I mean, you know, he knew what the guy is all about. So he said, I'll take your other daughter for my son. What happened? Shama Yehuda Bar Maremar. Yehuda Bar Maremar heard. Nafak, he went out. Asa, he came. Ischazile. And he appeared to him. Kimatu Lepischa. Basically, Yehuda Bar Maremar was accompanying Rav Papa. Kimata Lepischa, when he got to the door, have a kamifter mine. He took leave of Rav Papa, meaning he said, you're on your own, pal. You know, with when it comes to writing the ksuba, you get the guy to write a nice dowry for his daughter, but I don't really want to be involved over here because, you know, it's not so pashut, this ksubas binin dichrin, that a father could just write for his daughter extra assets because really it's coming out of his son's expense. And we learned last week, you know, it's not clear what precedent there is that a father's allowed to do that even. Kimata lepischa, have a kamifter mine. When they got to the door, he took leave of him. Amarle, so Rav Papa said, come on, Neil Marbahada, why don't you come with us? Chazi deloy havenichle. He saw that Yehuda Bar Maremar was not really interested. Amarle, he said to him, my datech, what do you hold? My datech, what do you hold? Mishum de Amarle Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Is it because Shmuel said to his student Rav Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one, loy tehavi be'avure, don't be in the vicinity, achasanta, of inheritance, afilu mi bara bishal bara tava, even somebody who has a bad son and a good son, don't be in their proximity of someone who takes away from a bad son to give to a good son. Why? Dulo yedia mai zara nafak mine. Because you never know what kind of good descendants will come out of a bad son. The kol shekein mibara labarta. Certainly, don't be in the vicinity of someone who, from a son to a daughter, certainly, from a son to a daughter, don't be in the vicinity of someone who takes away from a son to give to a daughter. So basically, Yehuda Bar Maremar said, look, I don't want to get involved in this situation where you're going into the house to force the guy to give his daughter a big dowry. Nah, I'm not getting involved over here. Says the Gemara that Rav Papa said, come on, but hai nami tekantar abani. This is also a takana drabanan. Because we learned earlier, Rabbi Yochanan said the name of the Rashbi, that why were they masakin ksubas b'din dichrin? Kedei sheyich b'itz adam v'yichtav l'bitay kivnai. Amar le, Yehuda bar Maremar said, yeah, you could write ksubas b'din dichrin, hanimili midaite, that's only with his das. But l'asuye nami, that's only if the father does it on his own. La suye nami. But could we also force a guy to write ksubas benin dichrin, to write a big dowry to his daughter? Amarlei. So Rabbi said, "Atu mi kamin al chad oil vaasiye." Did I tell you to come to the house and force him? I didn't tell you to force him. Oil, go in. V'lay taase kamina, but don't force him. Amarle, he said to him, "Ma'aloi didi haynu asiya." For me to be present, it's like forcing. What does that mean? Someone of my caliber, just being in the vicinity, it's going to coerce him to give a good ksubas minin dichrin. Says Gemara, "Amarle ma'aloi didi haynu asiya, achbe the oil." The bottom line is, Achbeir, basically Rav Papa convinced Yehuda to come in. While he came in, Ishtik remained silent. V'yasev, and he was sitting. Savar hahu mirtach rasach. Abasura thought that the reason why Yehuda was silent is because he was angry that Abba Sura was not giving a big enough ksuba. So he wrote all of his money to his daughter. L'soif, in the end, Amar Le, Abba Sura said, why are you still not talking? Are you upset? I thought it was because you were upset with me, but you're still not talking? I wrote all my money to him. To her. Hashta nami loy mishtaymar? Even now, the master is not talking. Chaye demar loy shaviki midil nafshay. By the life of the master, I didn't leave anything to myself. What do you want from my life? Why are you still not talking? Talk! You're making me very uncomfortable. Amale. So he said to him, "Iminoi didi, afilu hai nami dekasus lenichali." If you would have asked my opinion, even the little that you did write was not pleasing to me. I'm not quiet because I'm not happy with what you wrote. I'm not quiet because I'm displeased with what you wrote. I'm quiet. I'm not happy with what you did in the beginning. So Abba Sura said, "Okay, could I retract? Could I take back my dowry?" Amar le hashtanami hadarvi. So Abba Sura said to Yehuda bar Maremar, "Can I retract?" Amar le. So Yehuda bar Maremar said, "Shavi nafsha chadrana loy ka'imna." I don't want to make you a retractor. You gave your word, so abide by it. You said you're going to do it, do it. Fine. Boy mine Rav Yemar Saba mi Rav Nachman. Rav Yemar Saba asked from Rav Nachman, "Machra ksubasa labala yesh la ksubas benin dichrin oy ein la ksubas benin dichrin." A very interesting case. Let's say a woman says to her husband, "You're committed to give me 200 zuz if I die before you. Do you want to buy that off me? Because look, it's not like it's definitely going to exempt you from 200 zuz. Because if you die before me, you'd be chayiv. If I die before you, you're pater. Or if you don't divorce me, you'll be pater. So you're not really gaining that much to buy it. Would you buy it off me for 50 zuz? So what if the husband buys off the ksuba? Does he also buy off all the rights in the ksuba that she has, namely that whatever she brings into the dowry is inherited by her sons? That's a shaila. Boy minei Rav Yemar Saba mir Rav Nachman. Rav Yemar Saba asked from Nachman, Machra ksuba sobala, a woman who sells her ksuba to her husband, yesh lo ksubas benin dichon or ain lo ksubas benin dichon? Does she have ksubas benin dichon or not? Amalei Rava, Rava said, v'tiboylach, my cheles, why are you only asking in a case where she sells it? Why don't you ask what would the halacha be if she's moichal? Why don't you ask the question, what if she's moichal the ksuba? Is she also moichal the ksuba's menin dichren? Amalei. So this was a question Rav Yemar Saba asked Rav Nachman. So Rava said, why don't you ask about Moichelas? So Rav Yemar Saba said, Amalei, Hashta Moicheres Kami Baile. Now that I have a question, if you have sold, Da'afa Gav De'ikal Meimar Zuzi Ansuha, that even though you could say money forced her to sell it, why would a woman sell her ksuba? The answer, she needs cash. She's in a tight spot. She needs money. Because, you know, her kids are saying, I have to buy soda in the candy machine. So she's tight on cash. So she needs the money. Da amina kemandika machula mea uchli beuchla mecheles mi bai. Meaning, if I have a shaila, that maybe when she's being forced to sell her ksuba, even then, maybe the halacha would be she loses the right of her male progeny inheriting her ksuba. Even though she's under duress, she's under pressure, you could say, you know, it's like she's being hit 100 whips with this ukhla, with this strap that has an iron top, like a weight. If even in a case where she's under tremendous duress, maybe she loses the ksuba. Moicheles mi bai? Then of course, if she's moichel the ksuba, where she's doing it out of her own volition, then she loses ksubas benin dichrin. The reason why I asked the question where she sold it is because I'm asking maybe even there she loses it. But certainly, if she's moichel it, she loses it. Amar Rava. Rava said, Pshitoli, to me it's simple. Moicheres ksubas al acherim, yesh lo ksubas benin dichrin. If she sells her ksuba to others, so we say she's under duress, she needs the money, but she's not giving up the right that if she dies, and then the guy who she sold it to dies, that her children inherit it. My taima, why doesn't she give that up? Zuzi ansua. She's being forced for financial considerations. Moicheles ksubasa labala, ein la ksubas benin dichrin. If she sells the ksuba to her husband, I'm sorry, if she's moichel the ksuba to her husband, she doesn't have ksubas benin dichrin. My taima, uchuli achalta. She's moichel it. If she sells it to someone else, she's under duress, she keeps the right for her sons to inherit the ksuba. If she is moichel it, she forgoes it. What about if she sells it to the husband? Is it like selling it to someone else because she's coerced for money? And therefore she still maintains the right of ksubas benin dichrin? Or do we say that it's like she's moichalet? If she sells it to the husband, that's akin to be moichalet. Boy Rava moicheres ksubas alav, if she sells the ksuba to the husband, ki moicheres la'achirim dami, is like selling it to others, oi ki moicheres la'bala dami. Or is it like being moichalet? Basar Deboi, after Rava had the Shaila Hadar Pashta, then he came up with the answer, namely, Maicheres Ksuba Labala, selling a Ksuba to her husband, Maicheres Lachirim Dami. It's like selling it to someone else. Masav Ravidi Bar Avin. Ravidi Bar Avin asked the following shayla. Mesa, if she died, ein yarshin shalzeh, vein yarshin shalzeh, yarshin ksubasa. Here's the case. This is a Mishnah in Yevamos. A woman that her husband went overseas, and an Eid Echad said your husband died, and allowed her to get married. And she got married, and then the husband came back. She has to get divorced, and she doesn't have a ksuba, not from this one, that one, that from that one. Right? Because the halacha is like this. She's allowed to rely on the Eid Echad that her husband died. But the reason why she's allowed to rely on it is because we give her the following incentive. It's sort of a motivation. We say, listen, lady, if your husband walks in the door, you won't be able to go back to him, and you'll have to leave him and the guy you married in the interim. So it's teitzim mizeh umizeh, ve'ein lak suba loy mizeh v'loy mizeh. And therefore, if she dies, no, ein yarshin shalzeh v'zeh, the children she has from either guy do not inherit the ksuba. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'havinama, we ask, ksubasa maya vidita. What do you mean they don't inherit the ksuba? There is no ksuba. She loses the ksuba. V'amara papara papa say, you know what it means? Ksubas benin dichrin. They lose the ability to collect the ksubas benin dichrin of the dowry that she brings into the marriage. They don't inherit it. But why don't we say, Vamai, Hachanami Lema, Yetzer Ansa? Why don't we say, why don't they inherit it? It's not her fault. She wanted it, she needed a husband, and the Yetzer sort of pressured her to get married, but why should she forego the Ksubas Benin Dichrin because of that? Says Gemara, well, it's a knas. It's a knas to ensure she doesn't prematurely get married before ascertaining that the husband died. Says Gemara, hasam knasahu. There it's a knas, the kansura abanan, that the rabbis kansed her. Yosef Ravin Bar Chanina kamed Rav Chisda. Ravin Bar Chanina was sitting before Rav Chisda. The Yosef Kamar, he was sitting and saying, Mishmed Rabbi Lazar, Maichelas ksubas al bala ein lamazaynais. A woman who's meichel a ksuba to her husband, we know one of the tanaim of the ksuba is, if she's an amana, she gets to eat off his estate. If she's meichel the ksuba, she doesn't get fed off his estate he dies. So Ravin Bar Chanina was sitting before Rav Chisda, and he was sitting and saying, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, this din, that if she's Meichel Ksuba, she doesn't get Mezainos. Amar Le. So Rav Chisda said, Ilav Dika Amarli Mishmei Degav Rabba. Had you not told this to me, in the name of a great man, Rabbi Lazar, Hava Amin Olach, I would have said to you, it's not right that this Almana does not get fed. Because she did a nice thing and she was meichel the ksuba, now she has to suffer that when he dies, she's not sustained. I would say, meishiv ra tachas toiva, someone who repays evil for good. He was meishiv ra instead of good. Loi tamush ra mi beisai, evil would not be removed from his house. Yosef Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was sitting. V'ula and Ula v'avimi bar Rav Papi and avimi bar Rav Papi Yosef Rav Chia bar Ami Gabayu. And Rav Chia bar Abi came to them. Asahu Gavra. A man came to Shchiv Arusasai. His Arusa died. So Rav Nachman and Ula, and Avim Bar Papa, and Rav Chia Bar Ami was there. And a guy is Arusa died, Nebuch. Amri Lei. So Rav Nachman said, or they all said, Zil Kavar, go bury her. I have la ksubasa. Or give her the ksuba. We know that in lieu of the husband yarshining the ksuba, he has to bury his wife. Rashi says they were masakin kfurasa tachas ksubasa. Parshus, that means in lieu of his inheriting 100 or 200, he has to bury her. Amalu Rav Chia said, no, this is not the halacha. Tanina, we learned, ishtoy arusa, if your wife's an arusa, loy oinein, you don't become an oinein if she died, v'la mitamela, if you're a koyin, you're not mitamater, v'chein hi, likewise her, loy oinenes, if he dies, she's not an oinenes, loy mitameloy, she's not mitame to him, meaning she's not mechuyv to mitame to him, he's not a meis mitzvah. Mesa, if she dies, eino yarsha, he doesn't inherit her. Mes hu, if he dies, goyve ksubasa, he collects the ksuba. So, if she dies, he doesn't get the nadunya, because he doesn't inherit until he goes l'chupa. If he dies, Goyva ksubasa, she collects the ksuba. She collects the 100 or 200 or the toisefes if he dies. Time of the mesu, the reason is because he dies. Hamesa he, but if she dies, ain la ksuba. There's no ksuba. So if there's no ksuba, then he shouldn't have to bury her. Why is there no ksuva? Amravoshia. The reason is she'inani kariba. I can't say about her. Lichshetinasi la'acher titli masha kasav lichi. That when you go marry someone else, go take what I wrote to you. Why do we say if she dies, she doesn't get the ksuva? They would write in the Shtar the Ksuba, so long as he doesn't die and he didn't divorce her, he's not Meshubit to her, and he doesn't inherit the 100 or the 200. In other words, so long as she's not able to go marry someone else, so he's not inheriting the Ksuba, and therefore he doesn't have an obligation to bury her. We'll review this last piece tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, but the upshot is that even though Chazal or Masakin, that a husband has to bury his wife in lieu of yarshining her ksuba, however, that doesn't apply by an arusa, because the arusa, if she dies, she can't marry someone else, and therefore he's not subject to that stipulation. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it here. We'll review this last piece from Yasser Rav Nachman Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and we'll see everybody tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.